Hello, this is Pastor Phil Fernandez of Trinity Bible Fellowship. I'm continuing our series on Christ's death. We talked about the sufferings and death of Christ and some false views about Christ's death. And we showed them not to be the true reason why Jesus died. And now we want to look at two inadequate views. So there's some truth to them, but they're not the full picture. They're not the main reason why Jesus died. And what is called one inadequate theory of Christ's death is called the example theory. The example theory that Jesus died to set an example for us. Now, we can look at Jesus' death on the cross and follow his example in being willing to put the needs of others before our own. Paul even says that. But Paul is not saying here in Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 through 8, he's not saying that's the main reason why Jesus died. Now let's look at this passage. Paul's talking about the church and all, and he says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 3, "Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, let each of you regard one another as more important than himself. Do not merely look out for your own personal interest, but also for the interest of others." So put others first. Then he says, "Have this mind or this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who although he existed in the form of God," literally it's "who although he continues to exist in nature as God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped." He didn't cling to his equal rights and privileges. He was willing to voluntarily lay aside his privilege to use certain divine powers while on earth for his own advantage. And instead he relied upon the Father to supernaturally guide him through life. He didn't give up those powers. He continued to be God, but he did not use his divine powers to his advantage. So have the same attitude in yourselves, which is also in Christ Jesus. Well, though he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bond. He emptied himself of his reputation, not of his deity. He didn't cease to be God. He didn't subtract his divine nature, but he added a human nature, what theologians call the hypostatic union. Jesus is one person with two distinct natures forever. He's fully God and fully man. But emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men. So he humiliated himself, God the Son, by becoming a man. The Word, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and then the Word became flesh. A humiliation for him to add a human nature. But emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. And then Paul says, because of this, God highly exalted him and gave him the name above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, is Yahweh, to the glory of God the Father. And so all Paul's saying there is that, you know, James 4:10, James says, "Humble yourselves in the presence of the Lord, and he will exalt you." And so it's our job not to exalt ourselves before God, but to humble ourselves before God, and then God will exalt us. And so Paul's saying, look, follow the example of Christ. He was willing to place his needs on a shelf so that he could suffer and die for us. We should be willing to put others' needs before our own, okay? But Paul is not saying that that's the main reason why Jesus died. Liberal theologians will say, yeah, just follow Jesus' example and you can save yourself. No, we can't save ourselves. So though we should follow Jesus' example, and this is one of the implications of Christ's death, it is not the main reason why Christ died. The main reason why Christ died, he died on the cross as a substitute sacrifice to take our punishment upon himself. He died for our sins. Okay? Bloodshed of animals didn't take away sins. The bloodshed of the Lord Jesus, his suffering and death, took away our sins. So that's a false theory, the example theory, that Jesus died just to set an example for us. It's an inadequate theory. We should follow Jesus' example, but that's not the main reason why Jesus died. The other inadequate theory, besides the example theory, is the moral influence theory. In Jesus 15:13, Jesus says, "Greater love has no one than this, that one laid down his life for his friends. And sure, as Jesus laid down his life for us, you know, a husband should be willing to lay down his life for his wife. We should be willing to lay down our lives for others that we love. We should be willing to lay down our lives for others. But that's not the main reason why Jesus died. Jesus didn't die just to set an example for us and influence us morally so that we'd be willing to die for others, okay? And so now in the next session, we're going to be looking at the true reason why Jesus died, that he died on the cross as a substitute sacrifice for our sins. He took our punishment upon himself on the cross of Calvary. He took our place. We'll talk about the true view of Jesus' death in the next session. This is Pastor Phil from Trinity Bible Fellowship. You want to get a hold of us? There's different ways of doing it. First, you could subscribe to the Phil Fernandez Show. Then visit our website, Phil Fernandez, Fernandez with an S, philfernandez.org. You can listen to our lectures on sermonaudio.com/IBD. And you could write to us at Trinity Bible Fellowship, P.O. Box 3264. That's P.O. Box 3264, Bremerton, Washington, 98310. That's 98310. God bless you and be safe.